Hello, you have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Devontae. Are you calling from a safe location?
Hey, Devontae. This is Nakisha Rivers calling from Selma, Alabama. I think I called earlier. My car is not working, and it's saying something about some surge control or something like that. I talked about the 2013 Chevy Equinix. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, I'm still here, ma'am. And also, ma'am, just to verify, you stated that you called in earlier, meaning you have a ticket already set up, or what exactly?
No, sir, I called in, but they were giving me the runaround, but I think it was before 8 o'clock. I called in like 6 and 7 o'clock and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. You just not too long ago called in for service.
Yes, sir.
Were you speaking with someone? Do you have a ticket set up, or you was not speaking with anyone?
I don't think I have anything set up, but the car right now is located at 534 GWC Home.
Yeah, so as of now,
sir.
Yes, so I will be able to dispatch one to assist. As of now, ma'am, I just need your first and last name.
Makisha Rivers.
Can you spell the first name for me?
M-E-K-E-S-H-A.
M-E-K-E-S-H-A. Is that correct?
Yes.
Rivers, R-I-V-E-R-S. Is that also correct?
Yes.
Can you also provide it? A good callback number just in case your call disconnects.
It's 334-419-1779.
And also with that number, would you like to receive mobile text updates with the status of your service?
Yes, sir.
But message.
Yes.
Message and data rates may apply. Can you provide your member ID or policy number to have your account put up on today?
Okay. Let's see the policy number. I'm trying to locate the membership number 0020366040.
And what's the last six of your VIN number?
Number, what can I find it on the car or on the paper?
Yes, it should be within your roadside information and also the vehicle, if you're present with the vehicle as of now. You can find it on the dashboard, on the driver's side, like in front of the windshield.
I'm going to walk the car.
No problem.
You say it's on the driver's side or passenger side?
It's on the driver's side. Like towards the wipers. Well, down towards the wipers on the dashboard in front of the windshield.
Yeah, what I was looking for. Oh, 2GNA.
What was it again? I just need the last six. Just the last six, ma'am.
117.
Well, you're good with the VIN number, ma'am. You're good on the VIN number. Mm-hmm. Can you verify the address that's on the policy?
1005 Memorial. Memorial Avenue, Selma, Alabama.
And what's the year, make, and model of the vehicle you're calling about on today?
Okay, it's a 2013 Chevy Equinix.
It's a 2013 Chevrolet Equinox, and also what's the color of your Chevrolet, ma'am?
White.
I do have white for your vehicle's color. What's your reason for breakdown? What exactly is going on with the vehicle?
Don't really know what's wrong with it, but it keep on seeing somebody some surge control thing, and it's not allowed to crank right. It won't allow it to turn over. It's trying to crank, and this vehicle I have, and then I have to go to work and stuff like that.
Yeah, so on the policy, ma'am, it shows that you are above your service limit. Are you aware that you are only eligible for one service every 72 hours?
Mm-hmm. Well, I haven't had one service, no hours.
Yes, it just, the last time you received a service was on the 28th. Ma'am, did you have service set up for today?
Yeah.
What was that?
Set up, but no one came. No one came.
Oh, okay. So you already had service set up.
Nobody came.
Yes, I was just verifying that you had service set up already on today. Is that correct, ma'am?
Oh, I didn't know. They said it was going to come, but nobody came.
As of now, ma'am, I will be putting you on a brief hold. I will be putting you on a brief hold. Yes, ma'am. As of now, we'll be putting you on a brief hold. I will be right with you. One second, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.